I looked down at my chest and what she was doing to it. You know what? You know what I love most about you fucking my tits? Is that your cock makes them look a lot bigger. She groaned a little, although I don't know if it was the joke at her expense or the pleasure at my expense. Well, it wasn't really an expense. I was enjoying this. Yeah, I teased, squeezing my breasts together more for her. You love fucking my tomboy tits, don't you? The tomboy reference never failed to get her more interested. It's not that they were uniquely tomboy tits, even if they did belong to a tomboy, but if my friend was made happy by me calling them that, then I'm not going to judge. You might wonder how I got myself into this position. Well, if you want to be literal, I took off my shirt and laid back on her bed. But in a more general sense, it started several weeks back, during another night out at the bar with our friends. This turned into a discussion of some drama involving other mutual friends from our group. Two of them were a couple, but one had gone down on a third friend after, well, after a night like this. None of them were out this night for obvious reasons. In fact, some of us had just found out via yet another mutual friend who actually did come out that night. Although they seemed confused about the issue, because they said oral sex wasn't sex. That started a whole debate, bordering on an argument about what acts counted as sex. That led to a tangent about what sex actually meant. And then there was yet another tangent about whether something could be sex and not cheating, or not count as sex but still count as cheating. The only thing that we agreed on was that we had no real agreement. There were too many variables, and everyone had a but-what-if scenario to cloud the discussion. I was sharing an Uber home with my friend by the time the night ended. Even if the argument hadn't been resolved, I only lived a block away from her, so it made sense for us to share a ride. We continued the debate much more civilly than most of our friends had been doing, but I always get along with her best of our friends. Our driver was nice enough seeming, quietish guy. I think they were amused by the discussion. We'd actually been silent for a minute when an idea came to me. I turned to my friend and said, "Hey, I was thinking about a boob job." She looked at me. "Well, if it's what you want, but I think you're fine with the ones you have." I was a little flustered. First, for not making the best choice in words there, and secondly, for the compliment. Personally, I thought mine were a little small, not that I obsessed over it too much. No, I shook my head. I meant boob sex. We didn't talk about that tonight. We talked about pretty much every other, even vaguely sexual act, but not that. She looked thoughtful. I guess we didn't. We talked about some I hadn't even heard of. But we didn't talk about that. "So," I said expectantly, "what's your thoughts on boob sex?" "Well," she began slowly, "it seems less sexual than a lot of other stuff. I suppose the guy or Fuda is getting something out of it, but I don't see what the woman using her tits gets out of it. So I don't know if I'd call it sex. Maybe cheating, though." Something with how she said it stuck with me. "Wait, you've never fucked a girl's tits before?" She looked embarrassed. No, I guess I wouldn't mind it. I'd probably like it. It's just, it always struck me as unfair, though. Because I'd need another Fuda or guy to fuck my tits, and I'm not really attracted to them. I laughed. "Unless you keep putting away those chicken wings like you did tonight." Cue the mental image in my head of my friend, quite a few pounds heavier, and some girl sitting on her stomach with her Fuda cock between her smaller boobs. Well, there was no forgetting that one. She laughed, too. She was nowhere near having fuckable tits. She actually could pretty much eat whatever she wanted without adding a single pound to her. "Does the girl actually get any fun out of it, though?" I snorted. "You actually think I've done this? With tits like these? I gestured to my breasts. Like I said, I always saw them as smaller than normal. Although, I guess part of me recognized that as just society placing a big value on big breasts. I grabbed them, squeezing them for emphasis. Do these look at all fuckable to you? I wasn't fishing for compliments. I was expecting an honest no from her. Instead, I got silence. Was she afraid of feeding my small hang-up over my small breasts? Or was she not saying anything because she actually thought they were fuckable? I could see her not knowing what to say if that was the case. It had been a weird conversation all night, but apparently she didn't want it to turn into a different kind of weird. I laughed again, a little playfully. So you think they're fuckable? I squeezed them again with a little more emphasis. Then I squeezed them together suggestively. Now she really looked embarrassed. Like I said earlier, I think your chest is fine as it is, and I'm definitely capable of boob sex. Maybe it was just the alcohol from earlier tonight, although my tolerance was high, and this ride was taking forever. Maybe it was just in a rare mood that night. But still cupping my breast through my shirt, I leaned into her a little before asking, "But do you want to fuck my boobs?" She looked startled. And the car swerved a bit. I glanced at the driver, who suddenly had his eyes intently on the road. I had forgot about him. Not here, I clarified. But we're almost to your place. We could both get off there and then, well, me and my booze could get you off. She looked confused, but intrigued. Contrigued, maybe? I don't know if that's a word, but it's the only way to describe her right now. Why are you offering? She asked. I shrugged. Well, we're both boob sex virgins. We're also in agreement that as far as sexual stuff goes, it's fairly minimal. So why shouldn't we do it? I do kind of want to see if a fuda can fuck my tits properly. Neither of us are seeing anyone, so the is it cheating thing isn't relevant. That's when the car pulled up in front of her place. I told the driver I'd just get off here, but paid him and tipped him for the entire route. He'd definitely been entertained during the ride. So there my friend and I were, standing outside her place. We went inside because it's not like she was going to make me stand out there or walk home on my own. It's not like she was afraid of my breasts. Maybe of me at times, but my breasts never scared anyone. I think she thought I was bluffing until we got inside, but I immediately pulled off my shirt. I've never been fond of bras, so she was staring right at them. And I pushed her back so that she sat heavily on the couch. I unzipped her pants, struggled with the position for a bit, and then, well, what do you know? My breasts really are fuckable. It turned out this really wasn't a great position for this kind of thing, but we made it work. She warned me before she was going to come. Otherwise, I might have taken a headshot from her. Rather large load. Instead, I graciously allowed her to come all over my breasts. It seemed the right thing to do, and honestly, I hadn't thought this out all that well. I didn't have some tissues for her to come into or anything like that, so either I'd let her make a mess someplace in our living room, or on my face, or someplace that would take this deeper into sex territory, like if I let her come in my mouth. Or I could let her splash all over my breasts. Which is what she did after I reassured her it was okay. Then I had to reassure her afterward because apparently fudas think differently when the blood is back in their big head. But I laughed and told her it was okay. I cleaned off in her bathroom and then left before things could get awkward, walking the last block to my place. Well, we walked together, even though I'd probably end up protecting her if something happened, but it was nice of her. We said goodbye before she walked back. Somehow, it became a regular thing. She obviously liked it, and well, I didn't mind it, other than having to clean up after. I think I liked the idea that my tits were definitely fuckable. and also that someone would enjoy doing that so much. It became a regular thing after our get-togethers with friends, or any time we were sharing a ride, or if I needed to go to her place for some reason, like, say, to let her fuck my tits, disguised as, hey, let's watch the game. We weren't quite just friends anymore. Technically, we were friends with benefits. Honestly, I kind of preferred the term bosom buddies, though. And that brings us to tonight. Going out with our friends is less of a thing now, given that two of those three friends in the maybe cheating scandal I mentioned earlier had run off together, and the other one just wasn't going out anymore. Whatever. My friend and I would make our own fun. More and more, that took the form of her fucking my tits like she was doing right now. She really didn't have a small cock. Any more than my tits were actually as small as my insecurities said they were. I just liked to kid her about having a small penis because that was the kind of friendship we had. I guess we also have the kind of friendship now where her sliding her cock between my breasts is also a thing. But it makes sense. Turns out her cock and my breasts fit perfectly together. And with my squeezing them around her cock, they do look a lot bigger. Hey, I said impulsively, you want to try something different tonight? I can make an exception and let you come on my face. She looked down at my face, then really looked, as if wondering what it would look like plastered with her cum. I could tell she was on board with the idea, of course. As aroused as she was, it would be hard for her to say no. Or, I continued casually, you could go down on me. Not that this isn't entertaining, but I'm ready for some fun of my own, I think. I had meant after she came herself, but she pivoted from fucking my tits pretty quickly to helping me pull down my jeans. I think she was looking forward to making me come for a change. When my panties came off, that was the first time of her seeing me naked. As she moved between my legs, she looked up at me. You sure? This is a bit more sexual than what we had been doing. At least, according to our discussion that first night. I laughed. Still pretty tame in my book. Especially for two friends who have absolutely no other romantic complications in their life. I looked at her slyly. Besides, don't you want to know what my tomboy pussy tastes like? I can't imagine it tastes much different than a regular pussy, but sometimes you slap a fancy label on something and people go wild over it. Once she actually got to work, she sure seemed to like it, and I liked what she was doing to it. Unlike having my tits fucked, having my pussy eaten wasn't something new for me. It had been a while, although I don't remember it being as good as this was. I think part of it was that my friend was very intent on paying me back for all the orgasms I gave her recently. With a cry of pleasure in the arching of my back, she lowered her debt one by one. It felt good to come. I'd toyed with the idea of masturbating after our previous get-togethers, but had resisted the urge. This one was long overdue. But she didn't stop with just one. She'd learned what I liked on her first attempt and seemed to make it her mission to be even better the second time around. And that didn't mean making me come faster, although she could have. It meant making me come even harder and louder. This time, I grabbed under her head tightly, calling out much louder this time. As I came down from that second orgasm, she lifted her head to look up at me. Are you ready for more? I looked down at her fondly, still coming down from the experience. Yes, much more. I looked her carefully in the eyes. I want you to fuck me. That caught her off guard. There'd been some relatively rapid escalation here. Are you sure? Isn't that crossing some kind of line? I laughed, stroking her head fondly. If it isn't, then it wouldn't be nearly as fun. Besides, I want to try something where we can both come. I smiled mischievously. At least, if you think that little cock can make me come as much as your big mouth. She smiled back, slowly moving up my body. Little cock, eh? I'll show you what my little cock can do. I kissed her gently as she moved into place on top of me. That's what I'm counting on. It definitely didn't feel little when she slowly took me. She most definitely knew what to do with it, especially now that she had something more than my tits to work with. It felt a little wrong. Not because of what we were doing. It felt wrong because we hadn't done it sooner. We were a good fit for each other. Like her cock was for at least two different parts of my body. Other than the delayed timing, everything else felt right. I came again. I was too worked up still. While she had time to recover, since being between my breasts, I was pretty sure I had another orgasm in me, and I was saving that for when she came. No more coming on my chest, I said. I told her as we worked towards the grand finale. This time, you'll be coming inside of me. I paused and then corrected myself. My tomboy pussy. She looked down at me, intently. I'd happily come in your pussy, even if you wore pink dresses and ribbons in your hair. I sighed. Oh, that's so sweet. And then I came. A little earlier than I had planned, but it was okay. She was right there with me. Her orgasm synchronized with mine, and not even caring about what adjectives were in front of my pussy as long as her cum was inside of it. Since she seemed less hung up on the tomboy part, I was a little more girly with her afterward as we cuddled. I mean, not too much. I didn't want to spoil her or misrepresent myself, but I'm allowed some softer, tender times with my long-time best friend. And, well, how long we'd been lovers depends on how broad your definition of sex is. The important thing is that we're lovers now. And somehow, the idea of doing this kind of stuff with her, well, for forever, I guess didn't sound like such a bad deal for either of us.